Bunbury MLA, Don Punch. Very good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ian.
Thanks for your time. Now, the McGowan Labor Government's establishment of the Methamphetamine Action Plan Task Force. This is a big step, isn't it? In the right direction, you think?
Certainly is. It's about bringing together some really good knowledge base and skills around the table to advise the government on the best way of sorting out our meth problem.
Because we do have a major problem down here. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago there last year where we were the meth capital of the country. We have sort of like backed off a touch. It's not as bad, but Bunbury in the southwest has still got a major problem, don't we?
It is, and it's right through Western Australia. It's not only the southwest, but all of regional WA, the metro area, everywhere people are reporting problems with meth.
Now, you've been invited to be a member of this task force. Now, what does that, what does your involvement entail, Don?
Well, the particular contribution I'm going to make is around how we engage the community and the business community and government together and work in a collaborative way to address the problems of meth. Now, that's going to include how we roll out treatment programs, rehabilitation, family support services, and the new changes to the sentencing provisions that expose meth dealers to life sentences.
Rightio. And when do they look like coming into effect, you think?
Well, Parliament's just dealing now with the amendments on the sentencing provisions for meth usage, and government agencies are in the process of sorting out the responses on rehabilitation. We do want to see a rehabilitation clinic developed in the southwest. And also looking at responses inside our prison systems to deal with addicts more effectively when they are in the prison system.
Don, have you ever had anything to do with this problem personally for friends and family?
No, not through friends and family, but I know many people who have. And my background originally was in social work and psychology.
Yep.
So I've worked with many families in my early career who've been touched with all forms of drug abuse. Meth is particularly difficult because people become quite irrational on meth and we get all sorts of disturbed behaviour when people are using meth.
Oh, it's terrible. It's unlike being a heroin addict or whatever, isn't it? Where it's, meth is just, the psychosis involved is just shocking, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And it puts a tremendous strain when people present at emergency departments in our hospitals. Our medicos, our paramedics and ambulance volunteers are confronted with this situation every day. And people in the community are confronted with meth addicts who are acting irrationally.
Good. Good to chat with you, Don. Thank you for the chat and thanks for the info. And let's hope it does actually start making headway into the meth problem in not only the southwest but also right through WA, because I think now Kalgoorlie is sort of further up the ladder when it comes to the meth problem than Bunbury is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I know that Kalgoorlie do not like the meth capital title, and it's a misleading title to use because really what we need to be focusing on is how we respond to this problem.
It is. Thanks for your time, Don. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
No worries. Labor MLA for Bunbury, Don Punch. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet. Yes, very good morning, mate.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. I've got to tell people that I'm just laughing off air with you because you're talking about Luca and your son who...
daughter.
Oh, your daughter, is it?
Yeah.
And she's hating school. And what did you say to her?
I said, mate, you're 8 years old, you've got 10 years for the pets to get used to it.
Oh, kids, aren't they?
It's unbelievable. I tell you.
I know. School is the best years of your life because when you leave school and you've got to get a job and you got bills and you got responsibilities, you'll be screaming out for school, mate.
Anymore, you know?
The what?
You don't see your mates every day anymore. That's what I love about school.
Well, that's right.
Call your mates every day.
Anyway, let's talk about the app of the week. What is the app of the week, mate?
So, I don't know if you know, Blackers, I actually do a gaming podcast every week with a bloke up here called Pete Corelli, right?
Game On Australia. I know Pete Corelli really well. Yep. Yeah.
And Pete and I started a public campaign against Australia's NBN because we think it's rubbish.
It is rubbish. Right? It's absolute rubbish.
My very public battle with my provider, Optus, and I, like I said, the service has been okay, but the actual speeds I get are terrible. I bought the NBN speed enhanced pack, meaning I should get 25 megabits per second download.
Yep.
Which, for someone like a gamer and somebody streams movies like I do on Netflix and Stan and stuff, is quite important.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, there's certain times of night, mate, I still can't watch Netflix without it buffering and stopping and stuttering. And I'm thinking, this is the future of our internet.
Hang on a minute. We invented Wi-Fi, mate.
Yeah, I know. So
we're not even in the top 50 in the world. We invented it.
So, and I heard someone the other day at my work talking about this and how she wanted to know how she could check her speed. And I thought I'd tell her about this app called Ookla. Ookla.
Ookla. Ookla. Yep.
And what it is, once you download it, it's free. You can actually test the speed of the internet on your connection. So if you're connected to your Wi-Fi router at home,
yep,
you just press test and you get your response. Then perfect thing is, I do this every time. As soon as I get a bad speed, I screen grab it or take a photo of it, put it up on Twitter, and make it attention Optus. What is this? And mate, they get back to you with, they jump over backwards to try and help you because they know the public and they know you're complaining.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's really handy little tool, and it's good to have a consistent one to keep checking your speeds because that way you'll get a consistent response. So I haven't seen, in terms of my story, they've finally now come back and told me that a year after building the technology in my area, that there's congestion. And I'm like, well, surely you would have planned for that. But anyway, that's a bigger fight.
All right. Okay, cool.
But
all
it's
right,
a great little app. It's on your homepage at Triple M Southwest website, the Blackers homepage. There's a link there
right
to
up.
It.
Cool.
People all go right. And get it and fight the fight.
All right, Ookla. All right, buddy. Have a great day. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure the customers on that flight, that AirAsia flight on Sunday, would have rather heard music than the captain coming over going, please, let's all pray that we get home safely or whatever the hell he said. I'm going to read a little bit of this article from this morning's West. It's on page 9 if you want to read the whole thing. But this is exclusive from Jeffrey Thomas, who's in Europe at the moment, and also Steve Creedy. And the article says the AirAsia X plane that suffered an engine failure on Sunday could have lost the entire engine and ripped out fuel lines, a former Airbus A330 Czech and training captain has warned. The warning by the 40-year flying veteran came as the Australian Transport Safety Bureau yesterday classified the failure as a serious incident and AirAsia X defended its safety reputation. Yeah, right. When an engine has severe vibrations, it said, it must be shut down immediately as the damage that can be inflicted is immense, the former training captain said. The engine can detach from the wing, which could be catastrophic. Fuel lines could be ripped open and electrics severely damaged or degraded. It must be treated like an engine fire, and if after shutting down it is freewheeling with a missing blade and the severe vibrations continue, you must divert to the nearest suitable airport, the veteran pilot said. Now, they didn't do that. They could have gone to Learmonth, which is like about, you know, 5 k's up the road, really, compared to what they did. They turned around and flew 90 minutes, an hour and a half, with that plane vibrating like that all the way back to Perth.
That was the first thing you said yesterday when we found out about that story. That shot out of your mouth. Why didn't they stop?
Why didn't they go to Learmonth? I mean, you know, for God's sake. But, you know, what I saw last night in the news was this chap, Ellis Taylor from Flight Global. This is what he had to say about it.
Better to get it back into Perth where they can get it into the hands of engineers. Some of the phrases that he used when he raised the word survival in there probably just made it seem a little bit worse than it was.
I don't think so. I think it was pretty bad. A little bit worse than it was. And better to get it back to Perth in the hands of engineers. Who gives a fat rat's bum about getting it in the hands of engineers when you've got 350 people on board and their lives are at stake? Forget about the engineers. Fly the bloody engineers up to Learmonth and get them to look at it there.
Poor airline, poor pilot.
It is just ridiculous.
PR,
I'm just absolutely. My gob is seriously smacked. Just talking about the Will Schofield incident with Clayton Oliver. A medical report from Melbourne's doctors, of course from Melbourne's doctors, contributed to West Coast Will Schofield receiving a ban for a glancing blow to Clayton Oliver's chin, but also possibly save the young demon from a sanction for staging. I'm sure he wanted to be a showgirl when he was younger. The strong the medical report, combined with video evidence, confirmed contact to Oliver's chin from the blow, which earned the Eagles defender a 2-game ban from the match review panel. The ban reduces to 1 week if he pleads guilty. The MRP deemed the strike was intentional with low impact to the head. Oh, for goodness sake.
All of that, and we find out today whether or not the Eagles will challenge that as well.
So yes, all right then.
I can't believe, though, that when Damian Martin, former Test cricketer, tweeted, "Am I watching soccer?" Clayton Oliver, doubled down.
Oh, Shark Shield wouldn't have actually saved Damian Martin at all.
Former Aussie sporting legend Damian Martin, and a proud West Australian as well. Hey, Damian, you should just worry about that shot in 1994. Link, if you can't remember, YouTube link to it. Hashtag, am I watching a choker? How's the cheekiness on Clayton Oliver? The punters have come out in defence of Damo, though. Do you want a few of these?
Yeah, just quickly. Yeah.
Clayton Oliver, what a disgusting dog that deserves suspension. No place for acting in this game. Next one, must have been a strong wind that knocked Clayton Oliver over. I guess there's no footage of his 2003 World Cup final innings with a broken hand. Don't come to a knife fight with a spoon, Ollie. This is the best one, though. Clayton Oliver is about as hard as a post-prostate removal, close to the most pathetic staging scene in years.
Well, there you go.